Here's what the Bible says. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, and the foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ, and all of us have built upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're saved, because you cannot get to heaven without having Jesus, the rock, be your foundation. Amen. Now, what you do with that salvation, what you labor to build upon that salvation, is totally up to you. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, here are the options: gold, silver, precious stones. Gold, silver, precious stones. What is that a reference to? It is a reference to precious metals. It is something that's very valuable. Gold, silver, precious stones are very valuable. Here's the next option: wood, hay, stubble. What's wood, hay, stubble? Less valuable. It's hay and stubble and even wood. It's an organic material. It's made out of plants and trees. He says, your works are going to be like either gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble. And again, I don't know. I know that God can do this, and I think that he might. God might quantify all the works, all the labor you've ever done your whole life, might quantify it and physically cause it to appear in front of you and say, all of your labors are either gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. And then, the Bible says in verse 13, every man's work, notice the emphasis, you're going to be judged for your works, shall be made manifest. The word manifest means seen or displayed or revealed. So though a big screen's not coming down to show all the times you did all sorts of sinful things, the Bible does say that your works are going to be made manifest. They're going to be displayed. They're going to be put on display. They're going to be revealed. For the day, you see that phrase, the day? That is referring to the day of judgment. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed. You see the word revealed there? It's the same word manifest. To be seen, displayed, revealed. For the day, because it shall be revealed, notice, by fire, and the fire shall try. You see the word try? The word try means it's going to test every man's work. Why is it going to test your works? Of what sort it is. The word sort means what kind it is. So God's going to take all your works, and some of them are going to be gold, silver, precious stones, very valuable type of precious metals, and then wood, hay, and stubble. Again, we're not talking about sinful things here, because you're not going to be judged for your sins. But these are things, these are works, these are labors that have no value. Wood, hay, and stubble. And then he's going to take those works and he's going to throw them, the Bible says, into a fire. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed, notice, by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now, what happens when you throw gold, silver, precious stones into a fire? It's refined. It's purified. But it doesn't. Other than that, nothing else, nothing happens to it. It here's the biblical word, abides. What happens when you throw wood, hay, and stubble into a fire? It burns up. Notice verse 14. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, built upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, wood, hay, and stubble, he shall suffer loss. So here's what God's going to do. You say, I don't understand. You know, how is he going to make my works manifest? Here's what you need to understand. Good and bad is not a reference to morality. It's not right or wrong. But good or bad, or gold, silver, precious stones versus wood, hay, and stubble, are all, the idea is whether your works are based off something or whether your labor was done in that which is eternal versus that which is temporary. He's using precious stones as an idea of something that's going to last, right? Diamonds are forever, right? That's what they say. Versus wood, hay, and stubble, which burns up, turns into ashes. So here's where you're going to be judged for. You're going to be judged for whether the work you did in this world was for this world, temporary or temporal, or whether the work was done for that which is eternal. And look, this is a reference to, it's not sin. But in the life of a Christian, we all do works that are both for God and have eternal value, and we do work that's not for God, and maybe it's not necessarily sinful, but it has no eternal value. And God says, I'm going to take all your works, not your sins, all your works, and I'm going to, the ones that have no eternal value, wood, hay, and stubble, I'm going to put them in the fire, and they're going to burn up. And the ones that have eternal value, gold, silver, precious stones, I'm going to put them in fire, and then you're going to be rewarded based on what's left over. Now you say, well, I don't understand, you know, let me give you some examples. And I'm about to give you three ways for you to earn rewards in heaven and earn rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. But let me just explain something. You know, you say, what do you mean by rewards that are temporal or that are the wood, hay, and stubble? Think about this. Maybe you do a lot of work in your backyard. You like gardening. Nothing wrong with that. We're doing some work in our backyard right now. And there's nothing in the world wrong with you cleaning up your backyard, fixing it up, making it look nice, maybe planting a garden. Nothing sinful about that. Nothing wrong about that. But you're not going to get any rewards in heaven for that. Do you understand that? There's nothing eternal about that. It's temporal. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But what the Apostle Paul is trying to teach us is that he wants to make sure that we don't get to the end of our lives and everything we put our focus in, everything we put our energy in, everything we put our resources into was wood, hay, and stubble. Because at the judgment seat of Christ, it will all be burnt up. There'll be nothing to show for it.